Good morning and welcome to the conference call on the occasion of the presentation of the results for the second quarter 2010 of Vision Wireless Technology, which is now starting. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. May I now hand you over to Mr. Drew Burns, Investor Relations Manager of Vision, as the moderators of this conference.
Okay, thank you very much. I'd like to thank everyone for taking the time to participate in our call this morning. I have here on the line with me our CFO, Henry Chen, and our CEO, Mr. Chen Guokian. I'll give a quick overview of the company and the business model to start out. For those persons on the line who might be new to the company, new to our equity story, then our CEO will go over the highlights of our results and also some of what we experienced over the course of the quarter and how we see the market developing. And then finally, our CFO will conclude with a more detailed look at our results before we open it up to questions. Our Vision is a company based in China with the headquarters in Fujian, but listed on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol V33. We are the only prime standard IPO in all of 2009 and currently have 184 employees and are a pure play in the 3G wireless data sector. Currently, the majority of our business is done in very close cooperation with China's three major telecom operators, China Telecom, China Unicom, and China Mobile. We are one of only three companies to be named a top-tier qualified supplier of both China Unicom and China Telecom. For the full year 2009, we did sales revenues of 67.6 million euro, and as we are going to discuss today, have seen strong growth throughout the first half of 2010, driven by the continued spread and development of the 3G market in China. I'll turn it over now to our CEO, Mr. Chen Guoping, to go over what we've seen over the course of the quarter, both with our own business development and in the market in which we operate. Chen Zong, 请您从第二页右边开始吧。
Okay. 我们各位我们那个新朋友、老朋友以及我们各位的投资者。
Good morning to our old friends, our new friends and investors, and of course our analysts.
非常高兴跟大家今天开我们第二季度的我们的财务报告。
Very happy and honored to present to you our second quarter half year results this morning.
Okay, 我们第二季度的我们比第一季度我们有明显的增长，我们的销售收入比去年增长了112%。
We've seen strong growth in the first half of the year. For example, our sales revenue increased by 112% in the second quarter 2010 compared to the second quarter 2009.
我们的 Q1 和 Q2 总的收入达到了 2,948万欧元。
And for the second quarter, we achieved a sales revenue of 29.48 million euro.
这里就说明了我们在成本方面具有明显的竞争力。
If you take a look at the margins that we are able to achieve for the quarter, you see that we maintain a very competitive cost base in order to maintain some strong margins.
而且我们 Q1 和 Q2 我们都达到去年的预测的利润，我们两个季度达到了利润 889万欧元。
And if you look at our margins over the course of Q1 and Q2, you see that we have a strong margin of 37% for the gross margin for the half year and an EBIT margin of approximately 30% for the half year, which represents an improvement over our margins for the full year 2009.
而且我们非常高兴我们的税前的利润率还是保持在30%以上。
And we're very happy to see that we're also able to generate strong cash flow.
第三个问题，我们第二季度的净利润有467万欧元，但是有明显的下降，因为受到我们的欧元和对人民币的汇率的损失。
And if you look at the third bullet point, you see that our net profit margin, while our operating margins were very strong, the net profit margin was lowered somewhat by an FX loss, which we'll get into in further detail later in the presentation.
但是我们很高兴的看到Q3 里面开始我们的这个欧元对人民币的汇率是1:8.2，已经回到了1:8.8和8.9左右。
But we have seen some recent improvement with the euro exchange rate, which we are pleased to see.
第四个，我们公司还保持非常好的现金流。
Finally, if you look at the fourth bullet point, Vision enjoys a very strong net cash position, and again, it's demonstrated the ability to generate free cash flow.
我们公司现在平均每股会有5.75欧元的现金，在类比公司来讲，我们是非常这个有优势的。
If you look at the cash per share of 5.75 euro, we consider that to be a strong advantage, especially compared to other companies in the sector similar to ours.
这些现金对我们发展新的业务非常有帮助的。
This is something that we'll use to develop our business and expand our business further in the future.
第二个方面，我来报告一下中国市场三季的情况。
If we move on to page 3 in the presentation now, the CEO will continue with a description of what we've seen developing in our market.
经过一年的建设，中国 3G 的网络的普及和用户量有明显的提升。
As we've after nearly a year and a half of 3G business in China, we've seen much stronger internet penetration and a much larger number of total users on the networks.
而且中国网络的这个覆盖，中国的这个手机用户的普及率是非常高，已经达到了31.8%。
And if you look at the internet penetration rate in China, at the time Vision listed, it was right around 25%. It's made it up now to 31.8% nationwide.
手机用户总共有4.2亿人在使用，但是现在的三 G 用户才2500万左右。
However, we still have a very large latent market for the 3G business where we are active because of 420 million total users, there are only 25.2 million using the newer 3G networks.
也就是说现在中国 3G, 也就是说现在中国才有6%的人用 3G 的这种的这个这个 3G 的。OK, 说。
Okay, which means that only 6% of the total users are using the 3G networks, which means that the vast majority are still going to come onto the networks in which we're active.
经过一年的 3G 网络的建设，中国电信已经覆盖了这个95%的城市覆盖率。中国联通有335个城市的覆盖，中国一共有238个的 3G 的。
If you look at the coverage situation with 3G, China Telecom has the strongest coverage by far, with 95% in urban areas, 60% in rural areas. However, China Unicom has strong coverage in over 335 cities and China Mobile in 238. We expect China Telecom to continue strong growth as they continue to develop a user base on their already quite mature networks, while growth should increase particularly for China Unicom.
中国三大通讯运营商对 3G 网络的建设2010年达到了$100亿左右的建设。
And we've already seen 10.5 billion RMB invested in the network so far by the three operators, but this represents only a small portion of their targeted investment for the full year, of which there's more detailed information in our quarterly report.
Okay, 第三个部分我再来跟各位报告一下我们未来的这个业务发展和展望。
Now the CEO will conclude with a report on what we've seen as far as our business development and what we look at going forward.
随着三季这个终端的不断的更新发展，我们在第三季度会有新的产品推出来，来保持往期未来的增长。
Okay. We've seen strong growth over the first half of the year driven by the spread of the 3G networks and the growth of the market overall. We've maintained a leading position in that market, and in order to do so further on in the year, we'll develop new products and services in order to take advantage of the development that we see in the market.
除了就我们 3D 数据卡以外，我们还有未来还有软件，你做你的平台的整合软件，还有电子书，还有 MID。
And in addition to the wireless data cards that we have a reputation of, that we have an established reputation as a high quality provider to telecom operators, we'll add new products to the, to our offerings, in addition to more comprehensive service solutions, including platforms and other value added service applications.
中国市场的行业应用的电子书潜在的市场潜力是非常大的。
Now that we've seen greater maturation of the 3G networks, there will be increasing opportunities for comprehensive platform solutions and industry-specific applications emerging in the market.
中国通讯运营商对平板电脑或 MID 以及3D 路由器有定制有非常大的需求。
This development in the market will be driven by the telecom operators as they continue to see emerging demand from the end users for services, solutions, and related products such as these.
软件商城也是网讯未来要发展的非常重要的这个软件应用的部分。
And Vision will play a key role.Expanding upon its already established position with the telecom operators to develop these applications for the market.
所以说，微软未来的业务模式，这个还是以软件和加硬件为主。
Therefore, in the future, you'll see our business model increasing its diversification as we look to expand upon our already solidly established position.
我的这个整个的这个业务的报告部分就报告到这里，那么接下来由这个 CFO 陈焕来报告我们上半年的财务情况。
This concludes the introduction on the part of the CEO. We'll now turn to our CFO for a more detailed explanation and a more detailed look at the numbers we achieved over the course of the second quarter.
Okay, I think
那陈欢，我们一下这个陈欢 ，OK， 等个你等一跟他讲，就是说等个财务报告完了，我们可以接受任何的提问问题。
Okay, and one more point of emphasis is that when we finish the financial section of the presentation, we're happy to take any and all questions that anyone has to offer.
I believe CEO has covered some key points about the financial results, and now I'll give some details about Q2 results. The rapid growth continued in Q2 2010. The sales volume of wireless data card increased by 7% from last quarter 2010. Compared with Q2 2009, the sales volume increased by 93%. Stimulated by the sales volume,The revenue amounted to 29.48 million euro in Q2 2010, which implied a year-to-year increase of 112%. EBIT amounted to 8.89 million euro, representing an increase of 160% from Q2 2009 and an increase of 16% compared with Q1 2010.The gross margin increased by 10% from Q2 2009 to Q2 2010. Net profit reached 4.67 million euro in Q2 2010, an increase by 53% compared to 3.05 million euro for Q2 2009. EPS increased by 10% from Q2 2009 and reached 0.29 euro in Q2 2010.However, the net profit margin decreased from 22% in Q2 2010 to 16% in Q2 2010. But it was consistent with the net profit margin in Q1 2010. This was the continuous effect of foreign exchange rate fluctuation between euro and RMB. We suffered about 3.18 million euro.Foreign exchange loss in Q2 2010. But the balance sheet is enhanced by the operation development. The total assets increased from 126 million euro at the end of last quarter to 150.4 million euro at the end of Q2 2010, or 19% increase. Total equity accounted for 82% of the total assets at the end of Q2 2010. Next.
Okay, that concludes the presentation that we had prepared for everyone. We'd be happy to take any and all questions that anyone has.
陈总，我们现在就进入这个问答那部分。
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. The operator will announce your name when it's your turn to ask a question. In case you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign button. For questions, now press star 1 on your touchtone phone. We have a question from Mr. Nicholas von Starkeberg. Your question, please.
Good morning. Congratulations. Great quarter. Henry, I have a question regarding your gross margin, which increased again sequentially. Can you share with us the key drivers for this positive development?
Okay. We see the enhancement of the gross margin. That's the major effect from the cost deduction. We have which caused a better gross margin. The unit cost decreased by about 8% from the last quarter, while the unit price decreased a little bit, about 4%. So these two factors combined together give us an enhancement of the gross margin of 3%.
Thank you. And then I'm not sure whether I understood correctly the number you cited on the FX losses, on the foreign exchange losses in Q2. Could you repeat that number, please?
Okay. In Q2, we recognize about 3.18 million euro foreign exchange loss. So together with about 2 million euro exchange loss in Q1 2010, together for the first half year of 2010, we have about 5.2 million euro foreign exchange loss.
Okay. And on that issue, I recall on the last conference call you shared with us the total amount of euros you're holding in Europe, and I recall that number was 31 million. Update?
Yeah, I can give you the update and the process since last quarter. During the conference call of last quarter, we said we will take steps to avoid further exchange loss. At the end of last quarter, we had about 31 million euro cash in Europe. And after the quarter end of Q1, we transferred 14 million euro back into the BVI company. But it took a while to finish the approval process from the authority of the 14 million euro. And after that, during the process, we saw the very rapid euro exchange rate decreasing, and we also talked with some banks about the hedging instruments. But when we got the proposals, we saw that the striking price was very low at 8.15 rate. So after several rounds of internal discussion and the joint discussion with our supervisory board members, we made a conclusion that the euro rate at that time was kind of overreaction from the global investors on euro. So at the end of Q2, we see the coming back of euro against RMB. Now we see 8.94 rate. So we will take steps to transfer the 40 million euro into RMB in Q3 this year. And for the rest, we have, in total, we have, now we have about 29 million euro cash. Besides this 40 million, we have, we still have some in Europe. We'll continue to transfer part of the cash back into China and then translate them into RMB. And we will leave several million euro cash in Europe for the business activities in Europe.
Sorry, can I ask one more follow-up, please?
Yeah.
If next year the board resolved to pay a dividend for 2010,
uh-huh.
clearly would be versed in euros. And
uh-huh.
hence, my question is, would it not make sense, I don't know how onerous it is to transfer cash out of China into Europe. Is that an important consideration?
One moment, please, while we translate this question. Hey, Chen Zong. OK, 他这个问题就是说，我们如果不用说我们会不会有股利分配，就是说如果有这个股利分配的话，然后明年就是说我们所有的欧元都已经汇到中国换成人民币，会不会非常困难把一些人民币的现金换成欧元再汇到欧洲去？然后陈欢处他这个先回答吧。
我来回答。
陈欢来回答吗？可以吗？
没有什么会回来的。
对，我来回答。
那陈欢处他来讲吧。
Yeah, Nicholas, I like to explain this question in two ways. One is that legally, if we transfer the dividend from operating entities in China to the holding company in Germany, we need approval from the tax authority and the foreign exchange authority. It takes a while to complete the whole process. This is the legal process we need to do. And on the other hand, following my last explanation, we will leave several million euro cash in Europe, which, you know, one of the considerations is to, you know, about the dividend.
Potentially payment.
Potentially, dividend payment.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For further questions, please press star 1 on your touchtone phone. We have a question from Mr. Thomas Klemt. Your question, please.
Good morning, everybody. It's Thomas speaking. One question regarding your operations. You're getting renminbis, and for what reason do you transfer it into euros or KIX? I understand for potential dividends, but in general, is there any necessity to transfer anything into euros or to transfer to Germany or?
At the moment, we have our cash or our proceeds from the IPO in Europe. The renminbi that we earn in China as cash flow generated from operations stays in China and remains in the currency form of renminbi. We just report everything in euro, but renminbi is the functional currency of the company. Is that clear?
It's clear, but I understand. But on the other side, okay, why not keep everything in renminbi? And when is the payment in euros? Okay, then transfer it. And otherwise, you keep everything in renminbi because you don't have any risk of currency fluctuations.
Okay, as I just explained about. Leaving some euro cash in Europe, it's the legal process of, you know, getting the approval from the tax authority and the foreign exchange authority in China takes some time. So if we announce the dividend policy and if we cannot pass through all the legal process in time, that means we cannot, legally we cannot transfer RMB back to Europe, into Europe.
So okay, but the amount of dividends will be whatever, 15, 20 million, or even less. So that's an amount that's one time there, and the rest could stay already in renminbis.
Well, the consideration for leaving some in Europe is the possibility of paying a dividend. If you recall from our prospectus at the time of the listing, the company quote on dividend was that it would potentially be paid out for the first time in 2011 for between 10 and 30% of net profit for 2010. So far, that's still where we stand on it because no action has been taken by the board to this point. So given that we still have euro on the accounts in Germany, that would be the it would be a consideration that could be potentially used for a dividend. But as you stated, the transferring these euro into renminbi, as our CFO just stated, we're in the process of doing, would be for the purpose of getting it into the renminbi, first of all, to be protected from currency fluctuation, but also in order to develop our business in China.
And one other follow-up, with the structure of your finance holdings, what is it? Is it cash? Is it, what is it? And at which interest rate you earn right now?
Okay. Okay. Just one moment, please.
We have, currently we have about 15 million euro fixed term deposit with a bank in Europe.
It's so great.
The rate is about 2% interest rate. Okay, 1.75 to 2% rate. Is that clear?
Yeah, that's clear. Okay, thank you a lot. Okay.
Thank you for your questions. Appreciate it.
Welcome.
Right.
For further questions, please press star one on your touch tone phone. We have a question from Mr. Nicholas von Stagerberg. Your question, please.
Yes, just a follow-up. Can you give us a feel for how you your operations performed in July? And then also, could you update us on the competition situation in China? I seem to recall that there were a number of smaller competitors, up to 80. Have you seen some of those exit the market? Thanks.
Okay, thank you for your question. Please, just one moment while I translate that for the CEO to answer. Chen Zong. OK， 刚才他提的问题就是说，我们七月份业绩怎么样？就是说我们不能说具体，但是我们可以说这个大概是什么样的。然后，第一就是七月份这个业绩怎么样？然后第二呢，就是说我们现在看我们行业里面的竞争的局面是什么样的？因为之前我们说有80多家这些特别小的公司都有市场份额在1%以下，我们有没有看到这些公司里面有的成长得很好，开始更多跟我们竞争，或者看到这些公司里面有的就是从这个市场退出了，就是这两个问题。
七月份的业绩我们会比这个预期的要大概要超过5%左右。
嗯。
然后第二个问题就是，在中国数据卡来讲，基本上这个小的厂家基本上是没有了，都被我们占有了。
Okay. For the two parts of the question, first of all, with regard to July, it was a good month, and we've seen continued development similar to what you'd witness over the course of Q2. It's continued as the summer has progressed. With regard to the competition, your statement that some of these smaller players have exited the market, it's become increasingly difficult for them, particularly with the changes that have come about in the market with 3G And therefore, the three main players that you see are still largely in control of the market.
Okay, and then if I may, two more follow-up questions. One, could you update us on your reselling activities on both the iPhone as well as the VNO business model? And I have a second question after that.
Okay. One moment, please. Chen Zong.
Hey.
Okay, 这个就是 iPhone 跟 VNO 发展的如何？
iPhone 呢？现在这个 iPhone 三，这个中国iPhone 已经三已经开始提货了。就是 iPhone 四的话，中国联通要等到八月底九月份才能正常供货。我认为 iPhone 四的话，九月份这个会发展，应该来讲全球都只要货源供应的没有问题，我们非常有信心。啊 ，VNO 的话，因为属于这种呢。这种呢，这个网络的升级 ，VNO 的话，我慢慢会被我们的应用软件所慢慢的所取代。
那这个 iPhone 四出来的时候，我们也会参加是吗？我们也会卖。
对对对，我们也会参加，我们是做 iPhone 的 VNO， 我们慢慢是手机的 VNO， 这个网卡的 VNO 就要合作了。
Mm-hmm. Okay. For the iPhones, first of all, with the 3G iPhone, or the iPhone 3, China Unicom has not been providing a tremendous amount of product for us to put into our channels, given some of the problems that they've had related to that. With the emergence of the iPhone 4, which is expected towards the end of this year, it's something in which we'll also participate and we'll continue to include the iPhone in our larger VNO business. We expect to see better sales from the iPhone 4 compared to the iPhone 3. For the VNO, grew slightly over the first quarter, 2010 in the second quarter. However, the networks of the operators with whom we do the VNO, Telecom and Unicom, are still in the process of network upgrade and optimization, which has slowed things down a little bit. In the future, as we develop more software and value-added applications, they will be brought into conjunction with the VNO.
Okay, and could you also give us an update on the Vision Business Club, please? Could you share with us the number of subscribers at the end of the second quarter, please?
Okay. The Business Club had a growth rate that was about the same as the growth rate over the course of the first quarter. And as of the end of June, we had 279,000, nearly 280,000 members in the Business Club.
Thank you. And then one more question, if I may. In the last conference call, you mentioned that you are in the process of assessing alternative suppliers for 3G chipsets. Could you give us an update, please?
Okay. One moment while I translate the question. 陈总，还有一个问题。
你说。
他这个说我们第一季度报告的时候说有可能我们会找一些其他的 3G 芯片的供应商，他是问我们现在有没有开始谈或者找到了比较合适的，就除了高通以外有没有其他的这些可以给我们供货的公司。
OK， 我们在这个另外一家供应商现在的他们方案我们正在测试当中，我们还没有跟他签协议，签的协议会跟大家公告，还在测试他们的方案。
嗯哼 ，OK， there is a company that in which we have began some discussions, but no agreement has yet been signed. We're still evaluating their proposal. At the point at which formal agreement has been signed, then it will be made public for everyone, but it's still in a discussion stage at the moment.
But can you confirm that if you were to enter such an agreement, that this could be a source for additional and possibly even important savings in terms of your cost of goods sold?
Okay, one moment, please. 如果我们这个协议签好了，会不会更加我们节省成本？
对，会节省大概3%-5%左右。
Okay. If we were able to sign this agreement, we could confirm that it would help us from a cost perspective, at least somewhat.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For further questions, please press star one on your touchtone phone. We have no further questions.
Okay. One moment, please. 陈总，他没有其他的问题，要不要做个什么总结什么的？
OK， 我做一个简单的总结，就是现在中国这个全和中国的这个通讯市场是变化是非常大的。
Okay, we'll have a quick closing statement from the CEO, if that's okay. What he'd like to say is that the wireless data market in China is both very large and continuing to expand.
主要大家看来，苹果公司他们的 iPhone、iPad 整个主导着整个这个通讯行业的发展。
And if you look right now, Apple is an example. You see a lot of other applications and services coming out surrounding the hardware products that they provide, and it's sort of been leading the market.
但是中国的所有的这个通讯制造商和软件的这种的这个开发者对 Google 的 Android 软件充满这个热情。
In China, there's been a lot of support from software developers for the Google platforms.
不管 Enjoy 软件会迎来很多的业余的开发者以外，还有给所有的合作伙伴会有很多的商机。
What this means is that as the market in China continues to develop, for people developing applications for the market, for people active in this area, there are a lot of business opportunities that are emerging.
所以说，微软呢会在这一方面，我们会有很比较这个比较大的投入未来。
These are opportunities that we expect us at Vision here to also take strong advantage of.
未来微软的业务还是以行业应用、软件、硬件为主，这样中国叫做三套马车。
And we would have a business model that's centered around having comprehensive solutions involving platforms, hardware, and software for a comprehensive solution package.
所以说我们相信我们的第四季度报告的时候应该会有非常好的未来新业务的发展告诉投资者。
So as the year continues to progress, we'll be able to communicate more detail about this with our investors as these businesses continue to mature.
继续支持我们不然吧。
And once again, we thank everyone for the continued interest in our equity story and the continued support, and we look forward to continuing to develop together.
Okay.
Well, that concludes what we have. We appreciate everyone taking the time to listen to our presentation and to ask questions of us. If anyone's on the line who has follow-up questions, we're always available either via telephone or via email and happy to answer any questions. Thank you again for your support and your continued interest.
We want to thank Mr. Burns and all the participants of this conference. Goodbye.